Babe, you're home early. Welcome back. Can you hold on a sec? Wait outside. Yeah, I know you're tired from work, but just wait out here. One second. Okay, now you can come inside. Wait, no, actually, close your eyes. Yeah, stupid, close your eyes. Please? For me? Okay, come in, this way. All right, you can open your eyes. Don't laugh, but I felt bad that you had to go to work on your birthday, so I thought it'd be nice to make you a dinner for when you came home. But, my cooking skills are a little subpar, as I have found, and as the fire alarm has found as well. No, don't look in the kitchen, please. Just sit down at the table and don't look at our stove that definitely isn't burned right now. So, anyway, as our amazing gourmet 5-star meal, I have takeout from your favorite place. Woo! I took it out of the car and put it on the nice plates myself. I know. I absolutely slaved over this for my loving girlfriend. Sorry I couldn't have done more. I just wanted to do something nice for you since we haven't been able to do that much for your birthday yet. It always sucks having to work on your birthday, but hey, you're home now, and we can eat together. Is it still warm? Okay, good. So, does it taste better now that it's on your birthday, or is it just the same? Better? How so? Is it because you're eating with me? Yeah, that was really cheesy, huh? So, how was work? Was it at least okay? I'm sorry. That sounds awful. Why do you even still work there if they're gonna treat you like that? Sorry. Not trying to pressure you, just I get so fucking frustrated when they treat you badly. No, I'm not mad. I'm mad for you that you get treated like that, especially on your birthday. Did they even wish you a happy birthday? Your coworkers? Baby, fuck them. Whatever, they don't matter. They're probably jealous you're eating such a gourmet meal on your birthday anyway. In all seriousness, though, that's super crazy fucked up. Like, stupid fucked up. If it makes you feel any better, my friends texted me asking to wish you a happy birthday from them. Yeah, they did. Tyler said happy birthday. Mallory did too. I got a message from Jill and Marianne. They all sent these really, really sweet little cards. They all love you. I told you that they would. When you met them, they really liked you. And my friends are super picky too, so you should feel honored that they like you so much to wish you a happy birthday. Are you okay? You don't seem happy. I know. I know it's been hard for you lately. I can tell these sorts of things. You've just been off, and I hate that you feel like this. If I could take all of this pain off your shoulders so you could enjoy something, anything, without feeling that emptiness, then I would. You mean the world to me. So, if there's anything I could do to make that pain go away, I'd do it without thinking. Has the medicine been helping at all? Just give it time. It's supposed to take away the pain part, but the numbness is just a part of the healing process. I know it's tough, but it'll fade eventually. Stop. Baby, stop. Don't say that. You're not ruining anything. I wanted to date you, stupid. If loving was easy, then everyone would do it. And I told you, I'll stay by your side until you feel better. I mean that. In the negative 0.00000000000% chance that we broke up, which will never happen because I'll literally fucking die if anything happened to our relationship, I'd still be by your side in that negative impossible chance. Literally, it doesn't matter what we are to each other. I'm gonna be here for you. We could be fucking strangers and I'll still text you and bother you every day asking if you're feeling okay. And if you're not, I will probably stalk you, find your address, and come to your house and bring you ice cream. Because that's how much I care about you. I'm serious. Even if it sounds kind of creepy. Don't apologize. You're not ruining your birthday. It's your birthday. You can't ruin your own birthday. Anyway, not to change the topic, but I have a surprise for you. Come on. You'll like it. Are you done eating? Okay. Close your eyes. Just trust me. Close them. Closing them the first time turned out good, didn't it? So there's no risk in doing it another time. Okay? Are they closed? No peeking. Okay, where's the... Here we go. Okay. You can open them. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my beautiful. Happy birthday to you. Go ahead. Blow out your candles. Now, I'm no baker, so I also got this from our favorite spot downtown. I didn't want to get a big cake because I know you feel guilty about eating big cakes. Eating big cakes. Babe, are you... Oh my god, baby, please don't cry. Why are you crying? Was it too much? No. I love you so much. I mean it. All of this, I meant it. It was all for you. What? Yes, of course you deserve it. You deserve everything. You deserve more than this, even. I should have gotten you a yacht, an island, your own fucking planet. Seriously. You deserve everything this world can give you. Everything I can give you. And I wanted to do more. You deserve more. Don't say you don't deserve this. I wouldn't want to spend your birthday with anyone but you. Look at me. Look at me. Here, let me wipe those off. Hey, you mean the world to me, okay? Okay? Fucking breaks my heart to see you cry. Especially on your birthday. I love you. A lot. A lot, a lot. So please believe me when I tell you I care about you. And you deserve the love I give you. You deserve everything. No, that's not your present. That's just your daily affirmations. And I told you I'd give those to you no matter what day it is, my love. Come on. Please don't cry. Not in front of the cake. He doesn't know what he did. Come on. Just take a bite. For me? Is it good? Okay, cool. I knew it was our favorite flavor, but I still get nervous that your taste is gonna change out of nowhere and you won't like it anymore. Stupid fear. Who doesn't like this flavor? Oh! I almost forgot. Your present. Here. Hold on. Let me grab it. Here. Okay. It's right here. Yes, I got you a present, dumbass. Open it. Come on. God, it's not that fucking hard to get paper off. So, Now, I know your style of jewelry is a little different than mine, but I thought this necklace would look really pretty on you. I fell in love with the pendant. See, it's a little sunflower. Because, you know, you're my sunflower. Cheesy? Whatever. Let me put it on you. Holy shit. It looks really good on you, baby. Do you like it? Babe, please stop crying. I just wanted to give my beautiful some pretty stuff to wear. Come on. This is enough crying for one day, don't you think? Come here, just give me a hug. I love you. I'm sorry you don't feel good. It really fucking sucks to see you like this. But no matter what happens, I'm gonna be here for you, okay? Okay? Happy birthday. I hope I made your birthday a little better. Did I? Are you mentally prepped for your last gift? Come on. I know you'll like this one. No, it's not gonna make you cry. I promise. Well, maybe. But this one, we have to take a little field trip to go get. Come on, get up. Hold my hand. Let me show you. Okay. Okay, sit down on the bed. Come on! Just trust me. What bad has come from you closing your eyes and trusting me? Okay. Good. Okay. Open them. Ta-da! It's me. Do you like these? I know you like the red lace one I had from Valentine's Day, but I saw this blue one, and I thought you'd like it. These panties have a little bow on them, too, if you want to, you know, unwrap me. Come on. Don't look at me like that. If you're going to look at me like that, it's going to turn me on. There. Now I'm on your lap. So if you do want to unwrap me, your present's waiting for you, my love. Are you okay? We don't have to do this if you don't want to. I just wanted to cheer you up a bit. You could have just said yes. Babe, you're squirming. Does it feel good having me grind myself on your thighs like that? Do you want to touch me? I mean, I bought them for you. So if you want to touch me, you can. This is your present after all. Hands feel so good. So good. Grabbing my ass like that and pulling me closer. Grinding me on your thigh like that. I like that a lot. You like when I tease that clit of yours through your work pants? Rubbing my fingers like that. Does it feel good? Having me press up against your pussy with my hands. Why do you even still have your work pants on? Here, let me get these off for you. What? What? You like seeing me on my knees in front of you? I can tell you do, because I can see how wet you are through your panties. Do you want me to eat you out? Don't be silly. Of course I want to. Besides, you're the birthday girl after all. And the birthday girl gets what the birthday girl wants. Besides, who wouldn't want to devour a pussy like holy fucking shit. Oh, you taste amazing. I could sit on my knees and eat out your cunt all day. Oh, you like when I run my tongue down your clit like. Oh, does it feel good? And tell me. Oh, you're grinding your hips like you really want it, huh? Oh, you want me to fuck you with my tongue? How about I lick your clit? Slide my finger in right here. Oh, Jesus, you're so fucking wet. Does that feel good? I feel your clit throbbing. Poor aching thing must want more attention. You taste so amazing, my love. I love you. Can you take another finger for me, baby? While I lick your clit, can you take one more? Good girl. Does that feel good? You're okay, right? You close my eyes. Do you want to come for me? I want you to come all over my tongue. I want to taste how much you want me. How much you want it. Tell me. I want you to tell me how much you want to come. Okay. Oh, that was the most beautiful sound I've ever heard. Come for me, baby. Right on my tongue. Delicious. Thank you for the meal. So, did my tongue feel good? I mean, you kind of already answered that with how hard you came, so. So, what do you want me to do to you now? You want me to get on top and fuck you, or you want me to. You want to be on top. Baby, it's your birthday. You're not supposed to do any of the work. I'm the present, I know, but you deserve to be treated like a princess today. Seriously? I mean, if that's what you really want, then yeah. I guess you can fuck me. Okay. There. Now you're on top. So, how do you want me? Did that make your birthday better? Okay. Just checking. I thought I'd ask just in case.
Oh, fuck. God, my throat is still throbbing.
You really like it when I ask you to choke me, don't you? Didn't think I had such a submissive side, did you? I normally take the lead and was gonna tonight, but it's your birthday, so you can have what you want, I guess. And hey, the night's still young. Maybe later I can lead.
Don't pay me down like that. I was gonna cuddle with you anyway. You don't have to force me. God, you're such a big idiot. I really love you, you know. You mean so much to me. And I mean it every time I say it. I wanted you to have a good birthday because you deserve it. Not just today, but every day. I want you to know that. I'm not trying to be sappy. I just care about you. And I don't ever want you to feel like you weren't loved. Because no matter what, I'm always gonna love you. I promise. Okay? Cuddling with you makes me feel so safe. I know it feels like I'm always smothering you, and I'm sorry if it feels that way, but I don't want there to be a night that goes by that I'm not in your arms. You're my world, baby. I mean it. Seriously, stop fucking laughing at me. It's embarrassing. I'll keep reassuring you until you believe me. Okay? Okay? Stupid. Okay. I don't know about you, but I am hungry. Do you want the rest of the cake? It's kind of just been sitting in the kitchen, and it's been on my mind for a bit. No, I wasn't thinking about cake while we were having sex. Maybe, okay, a little. Come on, we have the same favorite cake flavor. I want some more. So, here's the plan. You and I are going to eat cake in bed, cuddle for a little bit, watch some Netflix, maybe have sex again later, maybe, and then we'll fall asleep. Does that sound good? Okay, cool. Because that was going to be a plan whether or not you said yeah. So, good thing you agreed. Happy birthday. I love you.